Officials in Springfield, Massachusetts have released an annual overview of economic development activity in the region's largest city. The report highlighted more than $400 million in projects that got underway or were finalized in the last 12 months. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy led the presentation Tuesday, which included video highlights before an audience of more than 200 people at the Basketball Hall of Fame. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Kennedy.
So we're calling this year's economic development presentation the New Wave. Why is that?
It's basically after the aftermath of the mega projects, the MGMs, the CRRCs, and the Union Station. And it's just to show that there is a new wave of projects that's coming our way. Many of them are not as big as the ones over the last 5 years, but that's to be expected. And the good news is that it goes all across the city, and there are quite a few $2 to $5 million projects, which is very healthy for the economy also.
I guess we can only expect to see $1 billion casino in our lifetime, right?
Yeah, and again, but some of the effects of that, you know, some of the residential that we're going to talk about, market rate residential is a result of that casino. Some of the other things that we'll talk about are kind of public projects, some of the road projects. The water and sewer is going to be building a $100 million pumping station also to come across the Connecticut River. And there are a number of Pride gas stations, two of them, one of them replacing the dilapidated River Inn, if you recall, on State Street. That was quite a bit of controversy. And we have to look at gas stations aren't gas stations anymore. They deliver healthy food options and a whole bunch of other things inside the building other than just gas at the pumps that maybe our fathers thought of that.
What about you mentioned the housing that's part of the spin-off effect from the casino. What other spin-off effects are we seeing, have we seen from the casino now that it's been open 6 months?
Well, we had a number of other businesses locate here. If you recall, Falvey Linen was here, and they supply linens to the hospitality industry. Dave's Truck Repair expanded in Springfield because they thought a number of trucks were going to break down with all the truck traffic that we're going to have coming through here. But that's already happened. We have a number of, we're going to talk about the residential units that will be built at Willie's Overland. We're having discussions with a number of hotel people that are looking to also not only expand here, but locate here. So some of the things are real today, and others will be real tomorrow.
What about, obviously, a project that's tied into MGM, sort of, is the 1331 Elm Court Square Hotel redevelopment. Can you give us any status update on that?
We're real close. We're at the 50. We're at the, you know, we're at the goal line. We're hoping to be able to make an announcement, a positive announcement, in the next week or 2 weeks. The Gaming Commission is anxious to know MGM's position on it. We've worked really hard. There was a report back in the summertime about a $30 million gap in the project. That gap has been closed to under $5 million. And we're hoping to close that last $5 million in the next week or two. So it's very important to downtown Springfield. It's right next to the casino. It's in the heart of downtown. It's a historical building, and it's a really difficult development, don't get me wrong, but it's really, really important to get done.
Would that count as a mega project if that got going? You're talking about a $50 million project, right?
You're talking about a $55 million project. So whether it's mega of a billion like MGM, but it's still substantial.
Will that satisfy MGM's housing commitment to the city if they invest in the Court Square redevelopment?
Yes. The Court Square redevelopment is basically 74 units, and MGM's requirement is 54 units, and they will be contributing a very large amount of money to the development itself. And it should satisfy their commitment. We've already had some preliminary discussions with the Gaming Commission about that.
What's going to happen to the old school department building, which MGM bought with the original idea of building housing there before they switched their focus and looked at the Court Square?
Well, it needs to be redeveloped into market rate housing. Whether they do it or we do it, we'll see what the terms of our agreement will be with them. We're hoping that we already know that it's been improved. There are no outstanding mortgages on the building, and we think it's a prime spot, especially with the growth and what's happening at the museum's complex, with Seuss and all the attendance numbers and everything that's happening downtown. So we're optimistic. Something definitely will happen with it.
Are you going to talk about what's happening out in the neighborhoods? Or because obviously a lot of people say downtown gets too much attention paid to downtown. What about the neighborhoods?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is we had to fix our downtown. Downtown was the reputation, and our reputation wasn't that great, so we had to spend a lot of time and effort to fix it. We also are spent a great deal of money and time in the neighborhoods. Our CDBG block grant funding is approaching $7 million, and just about all of that, it goes out into the neighborhoods. We're going to be talking about renovation and rehab of up to 600 units of affordable housing. Some of it is new, and most of that number will be the renovation of Chestnut Towers. But there are projects all across the city, so we are not only spending our time in downtown. We're definitely dedicating efforts to the neighborhood.
What else are you going to highlight today?
Well, I think what we're going to highlight mostly is the optimism and the fact that we have a remarkable recovery that's happened here. And I think the really good news is that it's caught on in the region. It's not just Springfield-centric anymore. You'll see the main thing that we'll talk about will be the expansion of the rail line to the north, activating those platforms in Holyoke, Northampton, and Greenfield. We expect two round trips a day, 24,000 passengers a year will be running on that line. That's very good for us. It's very good for the cities and towns to the north. And we're also at the beginning stages of that east-west study that Governor Baker authorized. So transportation and everything that we've done here in terms of entertainment will take its rightful place. And we'll also start to talk about what the future holds. And the future holds, we have to fix our Civic Center garage. We have to think about a new Hampden County courthouse. We have to think about some other projects that will be coming to Springfield. So we've got quite a bit on our plate, and not the least of which is what are we going to do with City Stage, and how are we going to handle entertainment going forward.